touch, I'm gonna let you be fine. Break your rules down so that you can get your game off your side.
Athletics and relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George. Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
Hello, everyone. It's Wednesday. It's the Female Field Guide pre-Super Bowl midweek hump day happening show. We're live 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 8 p.m. Eastern. Hello to all my East Coast loved ones. This is Female Field Guide, a woman's cheat sheet to sports and relationships. My goal for all of the ladies and all the non-sports fans, after you hear me, is to learn, laugh, and love the game. And I know everyone is ready and loving Super Bowl week. So, without further ado, we're going to get this party started. But for all of the first-time listeners, first of all, God bless you. Thank you for clicking on blogtalkradio.com/femalefieldguide or uploading it with your app or however you're here. I love and appreciate you. Fantastic show. Yes, the theme is the pre-Super Bowl midweek. I mean, this is good, man. We got a good show. So let me tell you who's on tap. No. Let me introduce myself. For those of you that do not know who this chick is that has the cojones to have her own sports talk radio show. Well, nice to meet you. Jasmine George, the hostess, CEO, and executive producer of Female Field Guide. I'm a basketball player, like I said. Especially after yoga, I'm going to need about 15 minutes in the sauna. Then I'll stretch. But my jump shot's still amazing. John Barnes III will know in just a few months. I'm also a coach. Coach basketball was from the best time of my young adult life. I'm also a student of sports. Ladies, I just want to get you right. I love the game, and fellas, I love you too. I am the sports editor and writer for Prominence Magazine. Check me out, prominencemagazine.com. You can subscribe to the print and or online issue. Make sure you check out the spring issue. We've got some fantastic pieces. Put my heart and soul in that puppy. prominencemagazine.com. Please check out the Diamond Bar Patch. I'm a teacher writer. My latest piece was the non-sports fans' guide to surviving the holidays. Hey, you can plug that into the Super Bowl as well. DiamondBarPatch.com. And you know you can call me Professor, baby. You know that, right? Sports psychology professor, as well as ethnic, cultural, and gender issues in sports. I absolutely love teaching. And I appreciate everyone that's given me the opportunity to do so. And last but definitely not least, I'm the lead sports anchor for the show Game Time. And the Inland Empire Media Group, shout out to Navarre and Jimmy for taking a chance on a young lady with cheekbones and charm. You can catch out episodes, iemediagroup.tv, if you do not live in the Inland Empire area. Well, you know you can get in contact with Jazz in a numerous amount of ways. Facebook.com/femalefieldguys. Keeping you guys on top of everything that's going down in sports and entertainment. You can follow me at Twitter. I promise you it'll be the best decision you've ever made. Twitter.com/femalefieldguide or simply at femalefieldguide. Leave the E off of guide. We've got a Tumblr. What? Shout out to my intern. She's handling that. It looks absolutely fantastic. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr.com. And check us out. My YouTube page. If you want to follow all the adventures that's going down with Jazzy Fizzle, Team FFG, and more, you're going to go ahead and you're going to stop by youtube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. You will definitely enjoy yourself. You'll learn, laugh, and hopefully enjoy the videos. If you have any comments, questions, show inquiries, info@femalefieldguide.com, and I or someone from my amazing FNG team will contact you ASAP. And I mean just that. You know, everyone's got a cell phone. Everyone's got either an Android or an iPhone or an iPad. You know, you can check out FFG specifically for your cell phone. That's right, FFG Pocket website for your mobile phone. FemaleFieldGuide.mobile, M-O-B-I, that's right. FemaleFieldGuide.mobile. And I got a question for you guys. You know you can download my show. I've got a podcast as well. You are doing it, girl. Well, thank you. Go ahead and go to the iTunes store. Download the podcast. And while you're there, go ahead and download the free FFG Blog Talk Radio app. You can stay on top of course, every episode that I've ever had. My YouTube videos, my tweets, my Facebook posts. And also, we've got a fun football 101 glossary term for all the ladies and their non-sports fans who just want to get right because, baby, the Super Bowl's on Sunday. So go ahead and download the free FFG app for your Android or iPhones or iPads. And I promise you, ladies and gents, you're going to have a good time. Shout out to Zenforce Media for essentially designing such a fantastic app. As the first Blog Talk Radio host with an app, I truly appreciate the opportunity to represent FFG and Blog Talk Radio in a fantastic manner. Let's go ahead and keep the party going. We've got a fantastic show. Listen, by 2 o'clock, I was ready to rock. I'm talking to one of my senior producers like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. We're going to have a great show. Pre-Super Bowl midweek show. Everything is Super Bowl themed. Not only is the Super Bowl the most watched sporting event in sports, ladies and gentlemen, it's a social engagement. And what if some fine young filly asked you to watch the game with her? Oh. And what if some handsome gentleman said, hey, man, a couple of my buddies are going to have a big Super party. You should come. Well, here's the question. Is it a date? Well, guess what? We're going to have a fantastic etiquette coach, life coach. She knows about the rules of dating. Miss Marie, she'll be coming on in just a few minutes to kind of break it down, man. Yeah, we're at the Super Bowl party, but you're still on a date. And how the heck should you react? So you're not going to a Super Bowl party. You're going to host it. I have got travel and entertainment expert Pete Trabuco. He's going to be sharing how to have the best Super Bowl party. You know what? And they'll be calling you, hey, Jazz, you going to have a Super Bowl party again? Because last year was the bomb. Well, Pete's going to get me right. He'll be calling on right after Marie. Late nights with Rob. So the game's over, right? The game's over. Your team won. You're not much of a drinker. May I suggest a cigar? Late nights with Rob Armstrong, good friend of mine. He's going to be sharing the best cigars to partake in, you know, after your team wins, whether it's the Pats or the Giants, FFG cigar aficionado. And lastly, which I'm so excited for you guys to hear this interview, I sat down and I spoke with 9-year NFL vet, Mr. Gary Burley. You can call him GB. He's the host and executive producer of Cooking with the Pros. You know, he shares with me about life after the NFL. And, you know, really, now that he's a, you know, he's a man that likes to get in the kitchen and lace up that apron, he's going to share with us the best dishes to prepare for the Super Bowl. Now, I can't hardly wait. So let's go ahead and get this party started, shall we? With it being that we're, of course, Super Bowl week, but this month is very important, as it should be. Black History Month, ladies and gents. So we're going to open up the show with a quote. Set the tone of the show. And pay homage to those African Americans, athletes, pioneers, etc., that have paved the way. Paved the way. For everyone in sports. You ready? You know, life is not important except in the impact it has on their lives. Mr. Jackie Robinson, of course, this man, the first baseball player signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers. You know how I feel about Brooklyn, the Yankees, Dodgers. I don't know if I was supposed to be on the East Coast, but I'm here on the West Coast, the best coast, and I absolutely love it. Jackie Robinson, this man has paved the way for so many African Americans and so many just athletes. So we give him a shout out. Please check out my piece in Prominence Magazine talking about the Rooney Rule, African-American coaches, prominencemagazine.com. And with it being Black History Month, you know, we're going to give you guys a movie of the week. Now, listen, football's about to be over. We're going to have our withdrawals. Go ahead and check out Remember the Titans, starring Denzel Washington. Shout out to Jerry George, her boo for life. So we'd like to say happy Black History Month. God bless you from the FFG team. Now we've got some breaking news I'd like to share with you. This just in. The Female Feel Guide Blog Talk Radio show page has reached its 10,000th show page view and our 6,000th listen. Are you serious? YouTube hit 13,000 earlier this week. You guys have got to be kidding me. I love you. God bless you. And I'm so excited to be a part of this journey. And guess what? Ha! You ain't seen nothing yet. Let's talk a little bit of football in our two-minute drill, huh?
Two-minute drill!
Hello? You play to win the game.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
Two-minute drill!
Like I said, it's the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, Super Bowl 46. Ladies, make sure you check the YouTube page tomorrow. I'll be giving you a little bit of a prep, football 101, Super Bowl 101 players to watch, offensive and defenses, and giving you guys some fun storylines. But for now, allow me to share it with you right now. Like I said, Super Bowl 46. Now, this game between the Pats and the Giants is actually really awesome because everybody loves a rematch, right? That's right. They faced each other in Super Bowl 42 in 2007, and guess what? Tom Brady and his Patriots were undefeated until they got to the Super Bowl and until Eli Manning stepped on the scene. A wonderful catch by wide receiver David Tyree. He essentially caught the ball with his helmet, and that solidified the victory. Giants beat the Pats 2007. So, of course, you know, another matchup, New York versus Boston. The fun thing about this rematch, ladies and gents, here's a gem that I'd like you to drop with the sports fans in your life. Go ahead and lean over to them on the couch and say, hey, honey, hey, brother, hey, cousin, hey, boo. This is the first Super Bowl where both starting quarterbacks have at least one Super Bowl MVP. Huh, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Tom Brady has two. Eli Manning has one. How about those apples? I want to give you guys a little bit of, players to watch. Fun fact, Eli Manning, of course, is the little brother of Peyton Manning. This man wasn't even voted in the top 100 players by his peers last season. No, Jazz, this is not a fun fact that I'm making up. I wouldn't lie to you. They were 7-7, and their head coach, Tom Coughlin, was actually on the hot seat this season. Hey, they're in the Super Bowl. I think that they'll be okay. Now, if Eli wins his second Super Bowl ring, he will be in the company of only 10. There's only 10 other players, hello, of the 2,000 and some men that have played in the NFL. There's only 10 other men that have two Super Bowl rings, and guess what? 9 of them are already in the Hall of Fame. How about those apples? Offensive players, you're going to be hearing a lot about a young man named Vic Cruz, standing only 6 feet tall, but this man is their wide receiver, and he's fantastic. 8 receptions, over 1,500 yards, and 9 touchdowns. There also has Mr. Hakeem Nicks and Mario Manningham. Be sure to check out those young men playing on Sunday. Their running backs, Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs. Let me tell you something, ladies. They are a two-headed monster, and they're fantastic. Now, the Patriots have a weak defensive line, so what does that mean? Well, okay, that if they put their running game in effect early, it's going to be amazing. Defensively, Giants, defensive end, these are the men. They're called pass rushers. Who's the passer? The quarterback. They're trying to get to the quarterback, man. O.T. Umeniora and Justin Tuck, among just a few. When we return after the break, I'll go ahead and we'll get into Super Bowl mode, man. We'll get into sports. We'll get into relationships, and I'll go ahead and break down Tom Brady and crew after I bring on Miss Marie, who I am very, very, very excited to bring her on. Yeah, it's the Super Bowl, but you may be going on a date, and you need to conduct yourself. I love it. We'll be right back. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Hey, Jasmine George, a Female Field Guide. This is Jason with the Jason Equation, just letting you know that the New England Patriots will win the Super Bowl this Sunday, 40-10. Bookmark it. It's done. The Patriots are going to come in, bust the Giants in the mouth. They're not going to know what happened to them. Trust me. Take to the bank and go to jasonwickracing.com. Talk to you later. Bye.
Welcome back, Female Field Guide Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gents, you know, when it comes to sports and relationships, oh, there's such a huge gap. And that's why I'm here at FFG, to try to bridge that gap. And guess what? There are some wonderful men and women out there in the world doing just that. And let's go ahead and bring on our sports and relationships segment. If you cannot beat them, join us.
And relationships.
Get away from me. I'm watching the game.
Well, you know what I say. If you can't beat them, join them.
I am so excited to bring on etiquette coach, lifestyle expert, and just all-around fantastic woman, Marie. Now, Miss Marie, I my name's spelled very unique also. So please let the listeners know, what is your, how do you say your last name? I never
Dubuque.
Want to butcher anyone. Yeah, Dubuque.
Dubuque.
Okay.
Yeah, you got, and you're Jasmine. I love that. I love how you spell that.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I have to give a shout out to Mom and Pops and Jerry George. He's listening right now. So well done, Mama.
I tell you, give him props. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I love it. I love it. So, well, you know, we have to give you a round of applause for coming on the show. Thank you and welcome. Yeah.
I've been on the radio a lot. Never had that.
Well, there you go. You deserve a round of applause. It's me and Smeeka. We're going to be speaking with you and just really getting to know you because, gee whiz, Sunday, like I said, not only is it is a football game, but it is a social engagement.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to make sure that the men and women, they may be on a date, and we want to make sure that they are, you know, conducting themselves in the best way possible. Before we do that, please share with the listeners your background, you know, in the world of etiquette and relationships.
Well, I am a life coach, and I got so many questions about social situations and people being rude and dating and all that. So I formed I guess it's been late. I've had 5 radio shows today. No, I have a YouTube channel. Yours is the most fun, though, actually. Anyway, youtube.com/mannersbymarie is one. And then I focus on manners and rudeness. And then my other one is youtube.com/mariedubuque. And that's more about relationships. And actually, you guys talk about everything on your show. I love it.
Yes. Well, where's Tamika? You with this honey bunch?
I am.
Hi, Tamika. We've been emailing back and forth.
Now, my question is, I know it's a Super Bowl party. Now, what should they wear? Can he wear a jersey? Does she have to be dressed up? What kind of attire should men and women wear to this kind of event, if it is going to be like a first date or like a mini gathering?
Oh, I say get with the spirit and wear the colors of the team that you like. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wear the jersey. All that, definitely. And just
you know,
a really fun time.
Yeah. You know, Marie, speaking of that, I got in the spirit because the Pats and the Giants, they both have red in their outfits. My toenails are $1 million red. I didn't bet $1 million in the game, but my toenails are red, and so I'm ready to rock and really in the spirit because it's going to be so much fun on Sunday regardless of who wins. Now, Marie, I have another question for you, my dear. My friends don't know it yet, but I'm actually going to try to hook up a couple of my friends on a blind date. So, I mean, I'll call them, you know, Saturday night and tell them what's going down. But for now, they don't know. The question I have is, you know, should the invited, you know, expect the invitee to stay by them, you know, in the entire time? Maybe it's not a blind date or just, you know, I invited someone. I don't really know them that well. Should I sit by them and stand by them the entire time? Or can I kind of float around and, you know, enjoy the scenery?
No, I'd say float around because you don't know. It's not like you're engaged, all right? You're just meeting.
Yeah.
So definitely, it's a party. So definitely talk to everybody else. And now, these people you're setting up, do they know they're being set up? Or, like, what's the deal? Because if they know it, then I would say, if you know this is a blind date, then I would say kind of stick with this person a little bit more. Not, like, don't cling to them the whole evening, but a little bit more than you would if that person didn't know that he was being set up.
Last night, I just got the most fantastic idea. I said, you know, you just get that light bulb, and then you're so excited. And I said, oh, my goodness. So I invited both of them, like, hey, I'm going to be going to, you know, so-and-so's house. We go there every year. And they're like, okay. But I didn't send out the second text, like, I think I have someone that would be great for you. I want to talk to you first, Marie.
Good, 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 good. Yeah. You know what? Don't do it. Because then, okay, so now they're both going to be natural, and they're going to probably talk to each other because they don't know each other right, and they're probably the only people that really don't know each other at this party so well. Yeah. So then they'll naturally gravitate towards each other. You know, how do you know Jasmine and Tamika? How do you blah, blah, blah. And then they'll start talking, but it may or may not go well. So if it goes well, then they might just talk a lot. Or if it's not and they're shy, then they may kind of go back and forth. So let them lead this. So it's great that you didn't say, oh, this is a fix-up. Because then if they knew that, they'd be like, oh, no, I need to stay with this person. I don't really want to. I'm embarrassed. I'm nervous. So it's good how you handled it. Just leave it that way. Absolutely.
Leave it that way because if the stars are aligned and the Super Bowl gods want them to be together, it will not be awkward. So you're telling me it won't sound like
awkward.
This.
Awkward.
It won't be anything like that.
Awkward.
No. But do they kind of suspect, the two of them suspect this is set up? They probably will when they get there.
They will because, you know what, I don't have a poker face and I will be smiling to the day's end. But I don't know if it'll be, it may be the wine, I'm not sure, but I just feel that they would really, I think that they would mesh. We'll see.
Well, I would definitely start talking about, you know, when you introduce them, maybe mention what they both have in common. Not like, oh, I'm throwing you at each other, like, oh, I know you both like this, and I'm sure you'll be perfect for each other. Nothing like that. But you could say, well, you know, Joe, Sally likes playing. Sally's in a softball league like you are. Do you guys know any of the same people? You know, that sort of thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because they're probably, you got a bunch of all sports-minded people probably at the Super Bowl party, I would assume.
Yeah. Okay. I love it. Mika, what you got?
Okay. So keeping in the theme with the Super Bowl, let's say we do end up going to a party and we're not there to meet anybody, but we hit it off very well and we're loving the conversation and we decide to go out the next day for dinner, maybe some drinks. But we get there, and the conversation is not flowing like it was at the house around everybody else. Should I give him another date, or is it because he's nervous, I'm nervous, this is the first time? I mean, do I call him after? What do I do?
Oh, yeah. It's totally a different dynamic when it's just the two of you. So absolutely give it another chance, because here you are in a completely different environment. You're at the Super Bowl party. Everybody is just really having a great time, and there's not that pressure. But but when you're on your own, then it's the pressure. But just try to bring back what you had at the Super Bowl, because obviously there was something there, was some kind of chemistry, or you wouldn't be going on a second date, basically. So talk about the party. Talk about the people you know. That's what I always say. Talk about the people you both know, not in a gossipy, mean way, but just say, oh, how do you guys, how do you know each other? How do you know Jasmine and Tamika? How do you know? And then he'll say, well, we went to school together. We did this. We did that. We worked together. And then you could talk about work. And then, you see, it goes on and on like that. So find out what you have in common. And usually that's somebody. That's at least one person. Mm. And talk about that person.
Or, you know, the thing that's in common could be a couple of brewskis because they're celebrating the Patriots or the Giants. You just got to find what's what's common for them.
What you both
like.
Right. And then we say opposites attract. You could have nothing in common, but that's okay. You want to learn something about somebody. And you know what I always say is a good icebreaker is, where did you grow up? Even if you're both in the same town, you could talk about the neighborhood and what your childhood was like, and that could go on and on and on. So where did you grow up? Start with that, and that will lead to a ton of other things to talk about.
I absolutely love it. Yes. Go on, Mika.
Okay, well, I was just going to ask now, if I met him at the party, do I call him, like, the next day, or, like, do I wait a day or two after, or are we still in this rush because the Patriots did win? So I'm just so happy that I just text him that night and say, hey, let's go tomorrow, or, I mean...
Well, you guys are both very bold, because here you are calling the guys. I love that. I really do. Because me, I would text them saying something noncommittal. I had a great time. Mm. And then that's it. How are you doing? I had a great time. Just checking in. Anything like that. Let him do the asking, though, honestly. I don't know. What do you girls think? You're so young and bubbly and fun.
You know, Marie, I love your style. I think that, yes, it's 2012, but me, I'm old school, so I definitely try to create opportunities for the man to lead. But you know what? Hey,
it's 2012. So I would definitely, I think what I've done in the past is send a text. You know, it was really cool chatting with you. I would love, you know, we should get together sometime soon. And then
leave
it up to the guy to schedule it, right?
Absolutely, because then the ball is in his court. Absolutely. You guys are so much fun. I was on NPR before this, and I'm telling you, I was bored out of my mind. And now I'm with you guys, and you're so much fun.
Listen,
then that's good that you're confident. You're both confident. And, you know, I go with, okay, let's, you know, kind of play hard to get in a way. But why do that? You're right. This is the 21st century. Why do that? But like you both talked about, you've got to, you know, take the lead, but then let them feel like they're in charge as well.
Absolutely. You got to love the guys, whether it's sports, relationships, entertainment. And, of course, the last question I have for you, Marie, this is so it's just really – some people say yes, some people say no, but, all right, let's take it in the Super Bowl party and then also just a regular first date. Do you kiss on the first date, Marie? Your opinion.
Okay, are we talking a peck or are we talking French kiss, all right? what are we talking about here?
You know, mom is listening, so let's keep it PG-13 and just let's talk about a peck. How about that? What do you think?
Okay, that sounds good to me. That's it. That's it.
Oh,
no more.
I love it.
Leave
no
them
more,
guessing.
No more.
Yeah,
I like
absolutely.
That. Leave them guessing. And not only are you provided with such gems here in the minutes that we've been talking, your YouTube page is absolutely fantastic. And we're going to be having a Valentine's Day special in a couple of weeks. We would love to bring you on. But until then, Marie, please share with the listeners where we can learn more about you, check out your videos, and just gain all this wonderful advice you've been giving us.
Oh, just go to youtube.com/mannersbymarie. And I would love to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
With you too, and
yes.
Get your take on it too, because there is a lot of pressure on that holiday, and I'm getting a lot of stressed out men.
Yes.
really feeling like, oh my gosh. So.
Oh yes, we would love it. That would be so much fun. We really appreciate you coming on. I mean, Miss Marie, you're the bomb. Thank you so much.
Okay, you guys are too. Thank you so much, Jasmine, Tamika. Great talking to you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye bye.
Yes. Yeah. Tamika, that was good stuff, huh?
Yes,
we got some gems. No, a kiss on the lips, no scamming. I don't know how I feel about that, baby. For those of you who know me personally,
awkward.
Scammers. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and you know we're gonna stay in the theme of Super Bowl. Okay, so now we talked a little bit about the relationship aspect, but okay. Let's say you want to host a party. Let's say you want to get your bang for the buck and maybe even attend the best party. Well, after this break, we're going to be talking with Peter Pucco. He is a travel and entertainment expert. Not only that, he's a huge sports fan. So we're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to bring him on to talk Super Bowl and so much more. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Female Field Guide. We'll return after these messages.
This is Ronnie Reaver, representing the running back, and we love listening to Female Field Guide.
Ben Wells, ripping for the American team.
Okay.
This is the DB.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes. How you doing?
Lock it up.
That's right.
No. And make sure you listen to
Female Field Guide.
Hey.
And have you enjoy yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
And follow me on Twitter.
Wide receivers, national team, Female Field Guide, signing off.
Is it in that booth?
Signing out.
Signing out.
You're listening to Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Look good, play good, pay good, live good, you know, eat good, die good.
Welcome back, Female Field Guide. How about that, Deion Sanders? I'll be playing a fun little clip of him. Did you know? You know, when it comes to the FFG fun fact, I come with it all day. Deion Sanders is the only NFL player to perform during Super Bowl week. He had a nice little single, Must Be the Money. If you have not seen that video, YouTube needs to be your best friend. It is hilarious. Shout out to the Deion Sanders Prime Time. Well, you know, like I said, we talked relationships and going to the Super Bowl, inviting someone, and how do you conduct yourself? But wait a minute, what if you want to be the host or hostess with the mostest? Or what if you want to go to the best Super Bowl party imaginable. I've got the man that's going to break it down. He's fantastic. He is a travel entertainment expert, and of course, he's a sports fan. So we're going to talk about D, all the above. I would like to welcome on the show the one and the only Mr. Pete Trabuco. Hello, Trabuco.
Well, thanks for having me on the show tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's so good to have you. We were just talking via Facebook about the weather. How's it going over there? Are you bundled up?
Well, actually, there must be some kind of a global warming thing because we've gotten fantastic weather here. Forget the Punxsutawney Phil over in Pennsylvania. I don't think we're going to have a winter, so we're pretty happy with that here in the New York City area.
You know what? I'm okay with that. New York City is one of my favorite cities I was able to visit before they knocked down the old Yankee Stadium, and the weather was fantastic a few years ago. And so I have to get back. I didn't even scratch the surface, Pete, of all the wonderful things that the East Coast and New York has to offer. And, of course, that's why I have you here, Pete, to break it down. Been able to see a few of your videos and just read more about you, and you are the go-to guy. I want to know, my friend, Sunday's coming up. In your opinion, what are some fun places to experience watching the Super Bowl if you can't go to the city?
Well, basically, it really depends on where you want to go. Obviously, if you just decide you want to go, if you're in Indianapolis but you can't get in for the $1,200 tickets that you're available, a good place there is actually Kilroy's on Median Street or Meridian Street. Great place to go. I've actually been there. And Salam's at the Tower also is another great place to go if you are actually in Indianapolis and you want to have some fun. Obviously, in a New York City area, we've got some pretty good bars and restaurants that we go to. Foley's Pub and Restaurant is a great place. I've actually watched the Super Bowl there. And the Southern Hospitality, also in New York City, is another great place to go. And, also a restaurant called Yotel, Yotel, is an amazing place to go. I've been in all this. I've actually experienced the Super Bowl. I was actually in Arizona when they played last time, and I was actually in the stand screaming my head off. And I tell you, it's fun to watch the games on television. It's fun to watch the games in person. But, nothing takes away from a party. And if you have a party and family around, when I went to Arizona and watched the Giants defeat the New England Patriots in 2008, I had a great time. But I was with a bunch of strangers and, involved with the aviation industry and my book. And when I got back in the following year, in the last couple of years, I've had a lot more fun actually hanging out by the television set with a bunch of people and having a good time. So there's a lot to be said to actually doing that.
Yeah. That's right. And, and speaking just of Super Bowl, I am excited because, the next year it's going to be in New Orleans, my mom's hometown, so I'm going to try to go. But if not, I think that we are going to have a heck of a Super Bowl party here. But my question is for you, Pete, what are some key elements to make up your Super Bowl party at home and where people are calling in January? Are you going to have it again? What's going on? What needs to take place at the house to make it an event that we will never forget?
Well, the first thing you want to do, and I've actually hosted some parties myself, you want to make sure that you have the right foods. You want to prepare the food. You want to have it ready. You want to have the catering all taken care of. You want to have your guests actually bring stuff in so that way you've got potluck as well. Very important that you do that because you don't want to rely on everything. Now, the themes for the Giants and the Patriots is pretty good, basically. For example, the Giant food could be like obviously pizza, New York pizza, buffalo wings, hot dogs, New York-style cheesecake, fruit apples, and so on down the line. And, of course, if you're a New England fan, boo, he, hiss, hiss, boo, it would be the lobster rolls, clam chowder, a pizza with white clam sauce, grinders, corn chowder. And remember, you got New England and New York clam chowders to do as well. So that's actually something that you can do to make it a little bit different. And, of course, you want to have the beers. Don't skip on the beers. You really want to have the best stuff. You want to have
beers. I definitely won't.
You want, like, Heineken, a Corona, a Molson. There's just a lot you want to do. But the most important thing is you really want to have a big television set, 70 inches, 55 inches a minimum as a plasma. And these are the things that people actually don't do. Make sure your furniture is set up so that everyone can see the game and be able to watch the game comfortably. And if you've got kids, make sure that the kids have things to do. They're not going to be so much into the Super Bowl game. They might be into the commercials, and you might want to do something, you know, like games with the best commercials and have people vote on those commercials and do stuff along those lines to make them interesting as well. But overall, it's a social event. It doesn't happen very often, and when it does, you just want to make sure that you're a good host. You're not talking about, you know, with your guests, how's your job going, or, you know, you want to talk the game. You know, you want to talk about, you know, what's going to happen and so on.
I love that. I every year I go to our friend's mom's house. She has a gigantic big screen. I actually think she bought another one right before the Super Bowl, and I'm like, yes, Mama, I appreciate that. And then, of course, the question I have, I'm seeing different specials at different electronics places, but do you, if you don't have that wonderful 70-inch, Pete, do you rent a big screen for the event, or do you buy it? What do you think?
People have done that, believe it or not. They've actually done that, where they've gotten the bigger screens. Like, you don't necessarily need the big screens. If you go to restaurants, any of the sports restaurants, yeah, they've got big screens. But, you know, the bottom line is, as long as it's, you know, you're able to see it from different locations. Like in bigger houses, for example, you might have multiple rooms with multiple televisions. I know I went to one party once, and they had this big 70-inch television screen. But then in the kitchen, they had a little 19-incher. But that's where the food and the beer was. So guess what? Everybody was hanging out in the kitchen. So, you know, location.
You are absolutely right. You know what, Pete? I think we've got someone calling out to ask you a question on the switchboard. A lovely person for the 952 area code. Let's bring them on. Hi, you're on the Female Field Guide Show. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, man? Speculation Sports here. How's it going? I say you got to have lots of food, and you got to have, you know, a lot of dip, you know, and you got to enjoy yourself in the proverbial man cave, you know, and you got to have a lot of dip front, you know.
My friend, what's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Cowport Radio, Speculation Sports. I'm going to go live here on BTR Network here real soon here, so I just saw you on here. I'm going to call you before I go live here. I'm going to do my little Super Bowl 46, but got to have the man cave. You got to have the man cave, you got to have all your friends, and you got, you know, not always how big the TV is, it's all about the food and the, you know, you get a little cowboy chips out there, you get some, I get my favorite is a baked potato, you obviously clean it, you bake it, you throw some meat seasoning on there, you throw some cheese on there, some chives, and you throw it in the microwave, your cowboy steak, you soak it in 57 and ketchup, and you grill it medium rare, you slice up for your buddies, and get some Earl's dip, and you know. Whatever you want to drink, some virgin margaritas, so the non-alcoholics, people like that, and
you know, my friend,
good old time. You know, you keep it real, you keep the grill going, the chicken, the steak coming, and the alcohol, whatever you like, and make sure everyone comes in a taxi and leaves in a taxi because you don't want to drink and drive.
That's right. You know, my friend, the Super Bowl is a Sunday. It's only Wednesday. You have made me incredibly hungry. So I love the
cowboy chips. I love the cowboy chips. You put it in the oven and you put some meat seasoning on there and bacon bits on there. You throw them in there. You put the cheese over it. You dip it in sour cream. But that steak sits there for a good day, 57 sauce and ketchup, the offset. You put it in the grill, medium rare. You slice it real thin. You feed your loved one by nice slices. And, oh, my God, lordy, lordy, look who's for you. Here in Minnesota, the great state of Minnesota, kiddo, we got some really good Earl's, they call it Earl's. They're really, really good. They're local with some good old dip and sour cream. You dip those things up, you sit back in the man cage and watch the Giants win 24-21 in overtime.
The Giants. There you go. There it is. My fellow Blog Talk Radio host, Speculation Sports.
You betcha.
About the Giants.
I know Pete's
about the Giants.
We speculate you win. Because I'm going to go live here, Fon. I simulcast on TalkShoe as well at the same time. So.
Okay.
If you see 213 in your switchboard, I'll be live on TalkShoe, and I can talk before I go live on BTR. So when I sign in all my TalkShoe accounts, I will be live for 15 minutes before I go live. And if you want, you'll see 213. Call me in, and we'll talk some football before I go live on the BTR network if you'd like. Okay? All right.
I love it. Thank you so much for calling. I love it. He's got the Giants, Speculation Sports. Thank you so much.
All right, kiddo.
I love it.
Be good.
See you later. That's good. Pete, I'm still here.
Right.
Pete, I'm so hungry right now. Here's the
Not
question.
A problem.
I'm
sorry. There was one thing he didn't mention. Have you ever heard of touchdown tea? touchdown tee in your punch bowl, basically. It's a great mix. It's pretty much used by a lot of people for the Super Bowl. You know, it's the ingredients of one half vodka, one quarter part tequila, one quarter part rum, and one half part gin, one half part triple sec, and you just have a great time. Put some Gatorade in there. And it's a great drink to have. Everyone loves it. Even people that don't like to drink will absolutely love touchdown tea. So there's a lot there that you can do and have fun with. But like as you said, food is really the key. You want to have as many different things as possible, and of course you want to make sure that everyone's having a good time. As a host, you got to walk around sometimes, like kind of like your own wedding. When you go to your wedding and you make sure everybody's happy, go to each table. Well, you got to do the same at a party. You want to make sure that everyone's doing good. There are going to be people that don't like the Super Bowl, don't really care about it, and those are the people that you enlist to help out with the drinks and the food and so on down the line. Get them involved in it as well.
I love it. Pete, you are coming with so much information, and I love it. I just got hungry by our friend Speculation Sports, the touchdown tea. I'm bringing that to my girlfriend's house for sure. I had no idea about it, but that's why we have the show, to bring up fantastic people such as Pete. Now, please share with us, you have some wonderful things going on, your books as well. Please plug anything you like, anything that's going on, future interviews, graces with everything you have going on, Pete. How can we find and learn more about you?
Well, I've been lucky enough to actually be interviewed about 200 times in the last 6 months. I've been on MSNBC, Fox News, Travel Channel, USA, CW Network, a lot of major network and local. I've done a lot of California, L.A. stations, New York, and so on down the line. I've got like about 16 interviews scheduled for this month alone. I had fun with it. The book is called America's Top Roller Coasters and Amusement Parks. It's a guide to those who ride them, and especially for those who fear them. And you're in California, so obviously you've got Six Flags Magic Mountain. You've got Knott's Berry Farm, and, of course, Disneyland, and a whole bunch of them out there. And I also have a reality show pilot that we just stopped filming. We just finished filming it, called Thrill Ride Maniacs, in which we take guests up in aircraft and we flip them upside down, put them in zero-G compartments. We put them on the fastest go-karts around, and then we flip them a million times this Sunday on these roller coasters. So we're doing that. And, you can get my book at americasrollercoasters.tatepublishing.com. Like you, I've got a Facebook page, a Twitter page, and of course, I got a Wikipedia page and everything along those lines. But when I am in California, I'm going to come look you up, and we're going to go ride some roller coasters and some thrill rides in the California area.
California, I love it. Bridging the gap, West Coast to fantastic New York. I know you've got the Giants winning, my friend, and I appreciate you coming on, Pete. God bless you, man, and I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a good game, and I appreciate you coming on. Please come back again, and we'll just talk, everything. That's why I love the show. We can just really spread it out and have fun with it. So thank you so much for coming on, my friend.
Well, not a problem. Thank you for having me on, and I hope the weather continues this way, and I'm hoping it's not a close game. I would love to see the Giants actually be able to have a little breathing room, but I doubt that'll happen.
Tom Brady. We'll talk about that later. He's Pete, and he's been on FSG. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good night.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gents. What a segment. Speculation Sports, shout out to you guys. Pete Tribuco. I haven't been to Six Flags in years, and I think it's time for me to step my game up and get the party started. When we come back, hey, we talked about the foods we're going to eat. We're going to serve potlucks. But like I said, the game's over. How are you going to enjoy yourself? This is Jasmine George, the Female Field Guide. We'll be talking with our cigar aficionado, Late Nights with Rob, on the other side of this break. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. Do not go away.
You've been listening to Female Field Guide.
The question that I have Female Field Guide contributed to this newfound love? Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Jazzy, it's not even a question, right? I'm telling you, I was telling my mom. My mom was like, what are you doing today? And I said, well, I have the game at 7. And she was like, Jasmine, really has had an impact on you. And I said, she has, and she always will. I mean, it's, I am the girl who moved to Chicago and did not put together the fact that Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, which is where I now live. I did that. That was even, I mean, I knew he played for the Bulls. I didn't even put that together. So to now kind of be in this and eager to watch the playoffs and finish this out and see who wins and blah, blah, blah. And now I know players' names. Oh, my God. I mean, you could ask me to name five players 8 months ago, and I would have said Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have had no clue. So yes, bravo to you. I think you need your own round of applause. Because
should I do it? Should I do it?
Welcome back to Female Field Guide. Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge, it's Jasmine George.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gents. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Shout out to Rhonda. She's one of my best gal pals and definitely been one of my featured projects to see if FFG is really doing what she is supposed to do, and I think I am. Ron Digga texted me earlier about a few weeks ago and said, the Bulls and go Bulls, and the Bulls have the best record in the NBA. And so shout out to Ron Digga, love ya. Now we're going to go ahead. We talked a little bit about the Giants and the players to watch, and the gems, the fun facts that I like to give you guys when it comes to breaking down a game. And let's get to the Pats. Now, my few callers that I've had, they're Giants fans. They want the Giants to be victorious and lift the Vince Lombardi trophy, but we're going to go ahead and talk about what makes the New England Patriots Super Bowl contenders. And that man is Thomas Brady. He is their quarterback. The Patriots went 13-3. This man, on 611 attempts, he connected with an offensive player 401 times. Are you serious? He had 39 touchdowns and 5,235 yards. Yowza. Now, he's been voted the best player in the NFL many times, okay? He's going for his fourth Super Bowl ring. Give me a break. He's got three already. He's in the company of some fantastic quarterbacks. We all know he's going to the Hall of Fame. If he wins on Sunday, he'll be in the company of Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana as the only quarterbacks to win four Super Bowls. And listen, even if he doesn't win on Sunday, it'll still be three rings and five attempts. That's pretty good. But Thomas has, he's got to throw the rock to somebody. So who's it going to be? Here's some offensive players to watch. And ladies and gents, make sure on Super Bowl Sunday, you check me out on my Facebook, on my Twitter. I'll be sending out fun facts, different players to watch, their jersey numbers. Stay on top of things because I want you guys to lean over to the sports fans in your life and drop them little, jams, man. Jasmine's jams. I want to get you right. So make sure you follow me on Twitter and the FFG Facebook. I'll be posting a lot of fun facts with regards to that. These are the people that Thomas Brady will be throwing to. It has been a tight end smorgasbord for the NFL. And two of the best tight ends are actually on the Patriots. How about those apples? Tight end Aaron Hernandez. I mean, he's a big body. He's played so well. And Rob Gronkowski. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the interesting thing about this situation. Rob Gronkowski suffered a really bad high ankle sprain in the AFC Championship game, ladies and gents, okay? Pay attention to that. Yes, it was 2 weeks ago, but he has not practiced yet. New England arrived in Indy on Sunday. He has not practiced yet. He had a walking boot on, ladies and gents. And so I say to myself, is he going to play? And how limited of a role will he have? The interesting thing is the other wide receivers, they're going to step up. Wes Welker, he's only 5'9", but he packed a punch. Deion Branch. He's a little older, but he gets the job done. And no, I didn't forget Chad Ochocinco. Yes, he has not had much of a role this year. But I feel that this could be his game to branch out. He has played the game the Patriots way, only had one touchdown, 15 receptions for 276 yards. But on Media Day, this is what they asked him about, really his humbling road to the playoffs. And this is what Chad Ochocinco, one of the wide receivers for the Patriots, said.
Everything this year has been something I've never been used to. And what I've had this year is something I can grow accustomed to. I really wasn't too much concerned about the role, you know? I mean, it put me in a situation. This is what you're going to do. I keep my mouth shut and do what I'm told, you know? Or I could have did it the other way and say, this is what I want, and I could have been at home watching from this point. You get it?
I definitely get it, Chad. And the thing about it is, you know, when he was with the Bengals, he was the go-to guy. He was the man running the routes, going up in the middle, catching the impossible balls, but he got it. Now he's about the fourth or fifth option. But he's healthy, hasn't got injured, barely played. So be on the lookout for Tom Brady to pass Chad Ochocinco quite a few balls on Sunday, especially if Gronkowski re-injures himself or doesn't even play. But it is Super Bowl, so you never know. The running game, Mr. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. This is the nephew or cousin or somebody of Baby from Cash Money. He bet the $5 million that the Patriots are going to win. But ladies and gentlemen, we all know that in the African-American community, someone's nephew could be a neighbor that you grew up with in 1986, but you still call him a nephew. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. The other running back, Danny Woodhead. I really like him. He's little. You can't find him when you're trying to tackle him, and he gets in the hole. So be on the lookout for those guys. Now, really, when it comes to the defense and the Patriots, and that's why it's a toss-up with regards to who can actually get this W, their defense has allowed, on average, 411 yards. Are you serious? 411 yards. That's a lot of booty that they're giving up. That's a lot of points that they're allowing the other team to score. That's last place in the National Football League. On average passing yards, so the team that have really good wide receivers and tight ends, they can go to town on the Patriots defense because they give up on average 293 yards. Ladies, that's a lot of yards. So Victor Cruz, Mario Manningham, Hakeem Nicks can get involved early. The Patriots cornerbacks and safeties, they're going to go down. Okay, Jazz. So you've talked about both teams. Who do you have in the Super Bowl? Well, I'm a woman of my word. I'm the FFG. I got to get my ladies right. I got to stay consistent. I said that Eli was going to go into his big brother's house, Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Indy Colts, and he's going to get a Super Bowl ring. He's going to get number two, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I feel that the New England defense just don't have enough for the weapons that the Giants have, and I feel that the Giants will defeat them. Do I have a score? No, but I know they're going to win. I really have enjoyed playing this soundbite, though.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Now, ladies and gents, like I said, the game's over, man. You got your belly's full. You might have had a white wine spritzer or something like that. But if the Giants win and that's your team, how are you going to celebrate? Might I suggest a cigar? I'd like to bring on a fantastic friend of mine, Mr. Rob Armstrong. He is the cigar aficionado and the FFG guy to go to, man. Want to know what type of cigars will the owners of the team smoke, the players, and us everyday fans? It's Rob Armstrong. Hey, nice with Rob.
Now, it's Super Bowl week. The game is right around the corner. And, you know, everyone's going to be having parties, celebrating, eating the best foods. But I have a question for all my listeners. After the food's gone, how are you going to celebrate? I have an idea. Why don't you partake in a wonderful cigar? And you know what? I have our FFD cigar aficionado on the phone, Mr. Rob Armstrong of Late Nights with Rob. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. You know, please share with the listeners. I attended a really amazing conference a few weeks back, and Late Nights with Rob. We didn't know what that was, and then we asked Rob and a few of the other M1 alumni to share with us. So share with the listeners how Late Nights with Rob just really came about.
Yeah, great question, Jasmine. Thanks. Back in the day when the whole conference got started, one of the most difficult things to do was to build relationships with the people attending, and we really found it grew out of two people that knew each other, myself and a friend of mine, Joe, that happened to be attending the conference the same year, and hadn't seen each other in a while, and so we said, you know, why don't we have a cigar by the pool on Sunday night and just kind of hang out and get caught up. Well, that led to, you know, by Wednesday night, we probably had 10 or 15 people out there, and nearing the end of the week, everyone was out there and disappointed that they hadn't been out there from the start. Yeah. So the following following year, we were invited back to host a late night event and really put it under the program so that people could have the time during the day to focus on what they were there for in the program aspect, but then in the evening really know that they had the opportunity to just relax, kick back, and get to know each other more personally. So that's what's happened, and it's been just a fantastic time.
It really has. I know when we were looking on the program, and we said, 10 o'clock late nights, what is this? And I remember we went to the rooftop, and everyone just really, they were chilling and relaxing, and I walked over, ladies and gents, to a wonderful group of fellas, and Rob had the most wonderful variety of cigars. One, I had no idea. I said, Rob, break it down to me. You know, what the heck are these about? They all look the same. And Rob said, oh, no, 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 my dear. So you went ahead and went on memory lane and broke down your journey into really learning more about cigars and share with the listeners how you became, of course, the cigar aficionado.
Well, you know, I remember, Jasmine, it's always a fun story because I remember when I was younger, probably close to over 20 years ago now, and even though I'm not that old, I remember my dad saying, you know, you really shouldn't just smoke cigars, and he taught me some pretty good lessons over the years, and one of them was really the three rules that need to get into place when you're enjoying a cigar, and the first one is the right people, and for us, you know, it's always important to be getting to spend time with the right people, and one of the things that we find is that a cigar gives us the opportunity to do that with some, and but we want to make sure that we're choosing those wisely. So right people is the first one. Right place, of course, is the second one, and that's the just the, you know, in the right atmosphere, not in somewhere that you're going to be offensive to other people around you, but just being respectful of others as well. And then the third is right time, and that's you know, that's just to know that it's not something that happens every night, you know, and it's not something that just is done flippantly or just because or whatever. It's something that you can look forward to and enjoy and plan so that when, you know, you have the opportunity to spend time with special friends or new people even that you don't, maybe you want to get to know better or you don't know as well as you'd like, it's an opportunity. And, you know, interestingly enough, I remember my wife and I having a discussion because I can honestly say that my wife's not a fan of cigar smoking, as many wives aren't.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said to me, can you give me a good reason why this is so important to you? And I said, you know, the rules, obviously, I laid out for her. But also, it's the only time, you know, and you, I don't want to categorize men versus women or pit them against each other, but, you know, women have a great opportunity a lot of times to get together. They get together for coffee or for dessert or for whatever, and they have the innate ability to just sit around and talk for hours and hours. and, you know, me, I don't have that ability to just do that without something going on. And so cigars became that for me to some extent with close friends. And it's the way I explained it to my wife was it's the only time that I find that men can really turn their phones off, not be checking their email, not on their iPads or laptops, and they just can engage and they just talk about the things that are important to them and the things that they're having fun with, or even just stuff in general. And so that's been a real great thing for us in our lives, and my wife understands that really clearly and has been a great supporter of that over the years. So.
That was so perfectly put, Rob. I think you shared that that story with me, and that's true. I mean, at the conference there were 35 or 36 participants and then alumni, and then there were really only a few women. So, you know, the fellas were sitting around and just really talking and sharing with each other. And most of us, you know, we'd never met each other. And it was just a wonderful way to relax and debrief and decompress about just, of course, what was happening at the conference, but also just life. And Rob, please share with the listeners. I said, the first night I asked questions, I said, Then I said to myself, self, I think you should try this. You are engaging in the three important keys to smoking a cigar. Why don't you try one? So I actually forgot the type of cigar that I had. Do you remember, Rob, share with the listeners which one I had?
Yeah, so we had several different cigars, and, you know, it's important, I think, as we get towards in our discussion today just about, you know, the enjoyment of cigars, it's important to know that everybody doesn't like them, and they don't have to, so, but I think the other thing is to know that if you're kind enough to supply them, that you need to have a certain type of cigars in your box, if you will, and the reason I say that is because most people that don't know anything about cigars, I can hand them a $1.50 cigar that I know of that's a great cigar for the price, and they'll think it's the best one they ever had, and they'll have two or three draws on it, and they'll be done, and they'll think it was fabulous. Now,
that's what happened to me.
What's that?
That's what happened to me.
Well, and in those cases, sometimes, you know, I'm thrilled that they enjoyed it, but I'm also thrilled that I only spent $1.50, you know.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't do that at the conference. We went a little stronger than that, but we actually were smoking Monte Cristo 1999 vintage, and the size that you had was called a Corona, which is a ring gauge, which the ring gauge is obviously the diameter of the cigar, somewhere between 42 and 45 on the ring gauge, and 5.5 to 6 inches long. So a real manageable cigar, very enjoyable, and, you know, it's not a heavy body. It's just a real medium, mild to medium cigar that you can enjoy and great aroma. And it's not going to knock you out.
Yeah, I slept a little better, but it didn't knock me out. And, of course, with it being the pre-Super Bowl show, young men and women, they can celebrate, I think, with a cigar. And I want to get your opinion, Rob. Let's say it's the team. Let's say it's the Patriots owner, and they go ahead and pull out the victory. Or the Giants owner, and they go ahead and pull out a victory. In your opinion, what type of cigar should they partake in?
Well, you know, I think one of the interesting questions or parts of the question that you put in there, Jasmine, is the owner. And, and one of the things that I've really come to learn is that the price of the cigar does not always determine the quality or the enjoyment of the cigar. And by far and away, in my opinion, there's a brand, and I'm not a representative of any brand, just to put that out there, but there's a brand called Oliva, and they make a Serie V cigar. As in Series 5, and it's a very well-done cigar, and typically under $10, somewhere between 8, maybe 11 or 12 at the most, but it's, you know, it's got a good full-body taste and a very unparalleled, I would say, smoothness in the smoke. Burns evenly. It's got a little bit of spice to it, but it's not, again, it's not going to knock you out. It's people around you are going to think, wow, that smells pretty good. And, but it's a substantial cigar as well. The one, my favorite is the Double Toro size, which that's going to be typically 66 on the ring gauge, so significantly bigger than what you had. Half again, even as big. And, probably about 8 inches long. So good size cigar. Takes a little time to enjoy, but gives you the time as well.
I love that. I mean, the price range was definitely affordable. So, you know, the owners, Tom Brady, Eli, and you and I can partake and celebrate and really enjoy ourselves on Super Bowl Sunday. He is Rob Armstrong, our FFG cigar aficionado. Rob, you got to come back on. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's my pleasure, and I will say that I believe it'll be Eli and the team that's enjoying it.
You heard it first. I love it. Thanks, Rob.
Ladies and gents, we've had quite a few people for the Giants. I think we only had one person, Jason, call in and say that the Patriots are going to pull it out. Oh, that's what it's all about. Who's going to pull it through? Will it be the Patriots offense, or will it be the Giants defense, alongside with the will of Eli Manning? Well, I guess we'll see. Well, as we close up the show, rounding off the last 20 or so minutes of our pre-Super Bowl midweek hump day happening show, I had the pleasure of speaking with 9-year NFL vet, Mr. Gary Burley, and he shared with me really just life after sports, his transition. He also had the opportunity to go to a Super Bowl as well, and so it was really cool to speak with him and just ask him, you know, distractions. Are you distracted? Things like that. Wonderful interview, and he's also the host of Cooking with the Pros, so we talked food, Super Bowl, life after the NFL, and so much more. So here's GB and I talking. Gary Burley, 9-year NFL vet.
Field Guide exclusive. So excited to have him on the show. It is Gary Burley, 9 seasons in the NFL, played with the Falcons, but most of his career with the Bengals from 76 to 84. And now, of course, the host, executive producer of Cooking with the Pros. So, Mr. Burley, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, I want to say thank you and then thank all your listenership, but my name's Gary.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, of course, you know, my mama and pops, you know, they raised me to show respect, but from now on, it is Gary. You got it.
Okay. Well, GB, if you feel like it.
GB, I like that. You got it.
Well, thanks for bringing us on the show today.
I really appreciate you coming on. I'm so excited with it being Super Bowl week. We have so much to talk about with you. Actually, you know, being in the Super Bowl when you played against the 49ers, just really talk about your time in the NFL. And I'm really curious to just get your opinion on how you feel that the game has changed since you've been here.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's good that you mentioned that, because I had a long conversation yesterday with Chris Dolman. We interviewed Chris and Lee Steinberg on the show, and one of the topics that we discussed was how the game has changed since then. And the biggest change that I've seen, and what Chris and I talked about yesterday, was the ability of defensive linemen to rush the passer.
Yes.
It seems like that's a lost art now.
You're right. You're right. There's not really a few that can actually get to the quarterback. You're right.
Well, no doubt. And when I was a young boy, the first pro game that I ever saw was the Minnesota Vikings, and they played the Cleveland Browns. My uncle took me to the game, and I watched the Purple People Eaters destroy Cleveland.
Absolutely.
And for the first half, these guys, the defensive line, made pretty much every play, and every quarterback sack was a defensive line. So that's when I learned I wanted to do that. But they had pass rushing down to an art. And you watch these guys today, and you may have one or two guys that can actually, you know, get after the passer, and I applaud them for that. But then you have a group that doesn't. So, you know, I believe that comes from fundamental training. If you don't learn to do that in the fourth grade, fifth grade, high school, and college, you're not going to be able to do it in the pros, I don't think. So that's the biggest thing that's changed. It's more of an offensive game now for a quarterback to get 5,000 yards.
Yes.
This and that, and it's just a different game than when we played.
Especially with the tight ends that are actually going to be in the Super Bowl, the Patriots. Gee whiz, they have a you know, two-headed monster with Gronkowski and then Hernandez. Gee whiz.
I am such a Tom Brady fan.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm a Bill Belichick fan as well, because he has a systematic approach to winning.
Yes.
And, you know, they don't do anything different.
Mm-mm.
They don't do anything funny. You know, they just play football.
Mm-hmm.
They play fundamentally sound football, and that's what it takes to win.
Yeah.
And they've shown you. How many Super Bowls have they been in the last 10 years?
If they go ahead and get this one, it's, you know, Brady will be in the likes of Montana and Terry Bradshaw. I mean, I really look forward to seeing what type of history, you know, is going to be made, even with the Giants as well. So you're saying you have the Pats, GB. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, no, I'm telling you that I'm a Tom Brady fan, because I've always been a Tom Brady fan, especially when they had Randy Moss.
Yes.
I'm a big Randy Moss fan.
Yes.
But I like Eli, because this guy has shown what you can do in the face of adversity and then come back and apply what you've learned. Now, what better sounding board and learning board has he got? I mean, does he have with his dad?
Yeah.
And then his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine what those lunch meetings were, dinner meetings, and after practice. I mean, you've got somebody that you can pick up the phone and say, hey, listen, I'm having a little difficulty with this. What do you think?
I know.
And it's just a family thing. It's not a structured thing, I don't believe. But I believe that, you know, he's starting to come into his own now. I hate to hear his comparison or people to compare him to anybody, because out of all the quarterbacks that have ever played in the NFL that haven't made it to the Super Bowl, one step ahead of all those guys. So
I agree.
That's my thoughts on Eli.
I really hope that it's a close and exciting game because both teams really bring something extremely dynamic to the table. And you're right, if Eli gets that second ring, he's going to be in the company of only, I believe, 10 players that have two rings, and I believe 8 or 9 of them are already in the Hall of Fame. So, wow, this should be history, you know, in the making, whomever gets the ring. And you know, speaking of Super Bowl, Media Day was the other day, and it's just, you know, some people say it's somewhat of a circus, all the, you know, fantastic things that takes place during that week. Well, you know, GB, you actually attended the Super Bowl. Really talk about just that week and how difficult or, you know, maybe easy to concentrate and really prepare for the big game.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, it's not that hard to concentrate because, you know, when you go through the playoff system, you go through, well, let's back it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You go through a 16-game season.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go through the playoffs. Your focus is on winning when you hit the playoffs because now what you did those 16 prior weeks doesn't count anymore.
You're right.
It's a brand new season. So now your goal is to play that, to win every game to get to your common goal, which is the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
So once you get to the Super Bowl, you're going to have plenty of time to, after the game, you're going to have plenty of time to do family stuff, to party, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the teams that win consistently are the teams that are focused when they go there. You've heard all of these coaches and all these players say, hey, listen, get your tickets out of the way with family, get this out of the way, and get your rest and get ready to play a football game.
Absolutely.
And that's what you do. So to answer that question, I don't think it's a problem to focus and concentrate because now you know by being one of the two teams in this game, you know that you're the best in the league for that year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do anything because here's the deal. When you get to that game, it doesn't resonate how important it is until 5 years later.
So,
you know, what I tell all of our students, we have a sports and academic academy where we teach kids how to market themselves for college scholarship considerations. It's called ProStart Academy.
Yes, absolutely.
And what we teach the kids is you got to use sports as a stepping stone to success in life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let sports use you. You use sports.
Absolutely.
And the only way that guys that, you know, get it are the guys that go to the Super Bowl and realize this is an opportunity to not only be the best football player, but also set yourself up in life later on to be successful.
Absolutely.
So the relationships that you cultivate during those times and the times that you're playing football are the relationships that you're going to have after your career. And you know what NFL stands for, right?
Not for long, GB.
Not for long, you're right. So you've got to cultivate the right relationships to take it to the next level and use that sport as a stepping stone to success.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think that the main thing, that's something that I'm very passionate about when I work with the student-athletes on the collegiate level, is their transition and their, you know, preparation for life after football. And I love that you are preparing these young men for that, you know, plan A, B, C, D, E, and F. How was your transition from, you know, life in the NFL to just life after, you know, essentially a civilian? How was that transition for you, GB?
Well, you know, let me go all the way back. When I got into the league, I was only planning on staying for 5 years. And I had a superstition. I never unpacked my bags.
Okay.
You know, when I went to summer camp, because I said, if they cut me or whatever, I don't have to go through the humiliation of walking and packing and all this kind of stuff, saying goodbye.
Yeah.
So for 10 years, I never unpacked my bags. My transition was difficult at first because, you know, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. But I did learn from my mother and my father's being entrepreneurs as how to save money and appreciate money, much more than saving it, appreciating it, because, you know, a fool and his money are soon parted, and that's what happens to a lot of guys that play in the league, no fault of their own, but, you know, a lot of us weren't raised with accountants being in the family that could teach us how to invest and this type of thing. So I learned that early, and my transition was in stages. You know, I would do something in the music industry, I'd do something in this industry, and I was never happy. Then I've always wanted to be, you know, in on TV.
Okay.
And I started out working for artists and entertainers and that type of thing, in the management levels and that type of thing. and had some successes with Manuel Seal, songwriter, producer, multi-platinum songwriter, producer, Grammy winner.
Wow.
So I finally decided what I wanted to do. So one of my passions has always been cooking.
Love it.
My mom taught me how to cook at an early age. She always told me, she said, if your girlfriend ever leaves you, you won't go hungry.
I love it.
So I started to learn how to cook, okay. And then I used to work at the Art Institute of Atlanta.
Mm.
And every day I would go into the culinary department and learn different dishes, learn how the combination of the chemistry of spices and that type of thing, how it worked with food. And I said, okay, here's the deal. Food, fun, and football.
There it is.
Were something that everybody likes.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with this concept for the show, Cooking with the Pros.
Here it is. I love it. Please.
So it's a sports entertainment themed cooking show. Mm-hmm. And we give everybody their feel of sports, entertainment, and cooking.
Mm-hmm.
We teach our audience the fine art of dining or food preparation in your own home.
That's wonderful.
So my transition has been good. Ups and downs have come, of course, that happens with anybody, until you find your niche. I finally found my niche. But the thing is that I would like for other people to know is that you don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, failure only means that success is around the corner, and you've got to be able to keep yourself afloat until that success comes. Well, I kept myself afloat, and, you know, God has blessed me, and, you know, my wife and I now enjoy life together.
Yes.
But my passion is kids. Working with kids and my TV show.
I love it. When one door closes, another one opens, and I feel GB, you're in such a wonderful place and a wonderful place to mentor these young athletes. And, of course, cook for Miss Burley. That's what I am talking about. GB, Gary Burley on Female Field Guide Sports Talk Radio. Now, I mean, I wish you can just yell this to the mountaintops, because the ladies, we are tired of cooking every night. I wish some young men can take the initiative that you have, because there are so many different free classes and so many resources that men and women can take advantage of. Well, GB, with it being Super Bowl week, there are so many people that are hosting parties and really just, what should I bring? You are a cooking with all the pros, and you're a pro yourself. I'd say, what's the best dish to either prepare or bring to a Super Bowl party?
Well, I tell you what, there's so many, but you want to keep it simple because, you know, the diehard fans don't want to sit down and eat a full meal.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is yesterday on the show we had Chef Leroy, and he's from the Caribbean, and he made these excellent, excellent Caribbean sliders, beef sliders, and they were just basically small hamburgers. With a Caribbean flavor to them, and he also made some quesadillas, and you just mix those with your regular stadium food, and you've got a Super Bowl party.
Absolutely,
the wings, you know, the sausages, things of this nature, things that are easy to eat and watch TV at the same time.
Yes, while I'm jumping up and down and yelling, I don't want to have to worry about spilling my plate, CB.
Exactly, I'm glad that you mentioned the cleanup process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you invite folks to your house, you know, your carpets, your sofas and all this thing, you don't want people spilling stuff on it. So the smaller the appetite, the smaller the menu items, the better.
I love it. So much information. We talked life after football, transitioning the Super Bowl and cooking and the culinary art. I love it. This was so much fun, GB. You have to come back again. But before I let you go, please share with the listeners where we can watch Cooking with the Pros and also where we can gather more information, of course, about ProStart Academy.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you look at www.ProStartAcademy.com, that's our website.
Okay.
Cooking with the Pros is on Charter Cable here in Birmingham.
Okay.
And our website will be up within the next 2 weeks. So I will give you a heads up when it comes up so you can share it with your listenership.
You got it.
Now, with that said, you know, prit quo quo, need to have you on our show.
Yes.
To share your experiences in sports with the ladies, because that's one of the things that ProStart, Cooking with the Pros is doing now.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing football 101 for the ladies.
Love it.
And, you know, tie some fashion things in it so they can have their men dressed the way they want them to dress. Also,
yes.
Have the guys, the ladies learn a little bit about the sport if they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what it's all about. That's what I do here on Female Field Guide, is bridge the gap, because there's such a huge disconnect, especially with football. And it'll be my pleasure. I know the past few years I've stepped up my game with cooking and, you know, just really looking to be the all-around package, GB. I could cook and cover the game. Are you serious? I made the turkey 2 years in a row, and everyone's alive. So that's a wonderful thing. And it will be.
I want you to commit to it. I'm looking forward to being back on your show anytime you need us. And if you need some of our other celebrities that are involved with us, please don't hesitate to call.
That would be wonderful. Gary Burley, defensive and NFL vet, chef, an all-around fantastic guy. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Oh, Gary Burley. Let me tell you something. This show, I'm having a blast. I really hope everyone else is having a blast, because I am. I truly am. When we come back, we're just going to round it off. We've got 10 minutes left, and I've got a very fun Super Bowl packed sports and entertainment spins. The question I have for you guys is, did y'all hear about that? If you didn't, that's why I'm here, baby. One more break. This is FFG. We'll be right back.
This is Josh Barr of the LA Dodgers. Just wanted to give my support for the Female Field Guide and all the great things that they're doing in sports.
This is Candace Parker of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Joe Bryant. It's also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
Ja'Cory Harris from the University of Miami.
My name is Ethan Martin.
This is Ebony Hoffman with the LA Sparks.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton-Jones of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
I'm Patrick Webb, played quarterback at Yale University. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yale. You know that playbook, huh? Left and right?
You're listening to Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Welcome back, guys. FFG. We've got one more segment left of the Female Field Guide Midweek Hump Day Happening Pre-Super Bowl Prep Show. And it's all about sports and entertainment. But as we have been saying throughout this entire show, that the Super Bowl game is not just a football game, but it is a social engagement. And therefore, sports and entertainment will be so intertwined on Sunday. I'm really going to enjoy that. So let's go ahead and talk sports and entertainment. Did you hear about that?
Did I hear about that?
Sports and entertainment.
It's time for the rumor mail.
So, ladies and gents, really when it comes to sports and entertainment, and really when it comes to the Super Bowl, gee whiz, check out the Super Bowl commercial. We've all heard that they're about 30 or 40 seconds, you know, a commercial, and they're about a few million. Well, this year, the Super Bowl ads will be a little longer than 30 seconds. With regards to the National Football League, the National Football League will be using commercial this opportunity to spread awareness about player safety. Speaking of which, please make sure you check out my piece in Prominence Magazine titled The Sacrifice for Millions, Football and Concussion, something that is very near and dear to my heart. It should be really interesting. There's going to be, of course, you're going to get your GoDaddy commercials. You're going to, you know, get your Budweiser and a Heineken and then Corona and the beer commercials, because the majority of the, you know, the football fans are men. But guess what? Last year, 46% of those viewers were women. And I can guarantee you that the percentage is going to increase. I can guarantee you that. Because FMG's on the scene, baby. Now,
Deion Sanders. I actually would love to play his song, Must Be the Money. I think I brought his song up a few times in the show because I love it. Listen to him talk. Here we go. Must Be the Money. Deion Sanders, like I said earlier, is the only player to have performed in the Super Bowl, you know, the Super Bowl midweek festivities. And, hey, man, I mean, he's no Bo Jackson, but Deion knows the music. Deion, of course, is on NFL Network doing his thing. He's got a segment called Primetime, so shout out to him. I asked him if he's going to be performing Must Be the Money. I tweeted him, but he hasn't gotten back to me. so if he does, I'll definitely let you guys know. There's, you know, like I said last week, there were several rappers, and one in particular that I highlighted, that is betting on the Super Bowl. Birdman from Cash Money, the CEO, he made a bet on Twitter that $5 million that the Patriots were going to be winning. So this just in, not only does Birdman think the Patriots are going to win, but Tamika, my senior producer, just texted me a few minutes ago and said that the Patriots will be winning also. So I guess when it comes to the show, it's Birdman and Tamika and Jason that called in and leave a message on the FFG hotline. Everybody else is Giants all day. Well, there's another rapper that's taking him up on that bet, 50 Cent. He's from New York. He is betting $1 million that the Giants will win. Like I continue to say, can you send me, you know, not even $1 million. I just need the grad school loans paid. I just need the grad school loans paid. Now we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit, you know, not football. We're going to talk a little bit of NBA. The retired legendary head coach, Phil Jackson, is writing his memoir called 11 Rings. The man has 11 rings. That's so cray-cray. One of the best coaches ever to go down in the history of coaching. Coach the Lakers and coach to the Bulls. The Bulls. Shout out to MJ. He's absolutely fantastic. So that memoir will be coming out sometime later in 2012. In addition to, you know, we're gonna stay NBA. LeBron is killing it right now. He has scored 24 points in the first quarter against the Bucks. This is the fifth time that he scored more than 23 points in a quarter. Two of them were against the Bucks, so he definitely has the Bucks number. So shout out to Bron. Also, when it comes to basketball, of course, sports and entertainment, that's what we're talking about in this freaking segment. My boo, Khloe, I love her. She's my favorite Kardashian. Can you believe it? She will be hosting her new radio show in Dallas, Mix Up with Khloe Kardashian Odom, and Mix 102.9. Go girl. Khloe Lamar is going to be taking Dallas, and since February, it's going to be back on E! I'm super excited about that. I really love that show. I'm looking forward to possibly having Lamar's good friend Christopher on the show. We've been in work, so we'll see how that goes down. And lastly, you know, we talked a little bit about this before when I was in the Bottom Line Sports Show, that Terrell Owens, you know, said in GQ Magazine that he was broken, that he was in hell and unhappy. He will be playing with the Wranglers in the Indoor Football League. He was on Wendy Williams, and he said he lost over $80 million. So he'll be at the Super Bowl and festivities. He'll be there in different festivities and hopefully getting some sort of appearance fees that he can get out of debt. So God bless him, and our prayers are out to him. This has been such a fantastic show. We covered sports. We covered the dishes for the Super Bowl. We covered relationships. I mean, what else do you need? Because FFG covers it all. This has been a fantastic midweek show. No show on Super Bowl Sunday because you guys are going to have a brewski in one hand and a rib or a hot dog or a taco in the other. You're not going to be listening because guess what? I'm going to be doing the same thing. So Monday night, 8 p.m., February 6th, our FFG annual Super Bowl hangover show. We're going to be breaking down, of course, the highlights of the game, and we're going to count down the top moments in the NFL season. Can you believe it's over? It's over, man. It's over. Monday night, 8 p.m., Pacific Standard Time. This has been another fantastic show. Thank you to Gary Burley. Thank you for Peter Bucko for coming on. Thank you for Miss Marie DeBuse. Thank you for Mika for coming in and doing her FFG senior producer thing, our new friend from the Speculator Sports program for coming on, Rob Armstrong, all of my listeners and loved ones. I truly love you guys and appreciate you guys. I hope you guys have fun. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to get chocolate waste, to stay at the house and enjoy yourself. This is Jasmine George, your female field guide. God bless, and we will see you on Monday.